Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hello and welcome to the Gallant Few Rangers podcast. I'm your host Chris and I'm welcoming you to the daily news for the 24th of April 2024. I'm delighted to be joined by Scott. How are you, Scott, mate?
Aye, not bad at all, mate. Not bad at all. Just I heard about Kenny Waller's comments last night about several decels and I'm a bit fucking annoyed this morning.
I'm sure we'll get into that, mate. I'm sure we'll get into that. So, obviously, our daily news, you know, in terms of Rangers, different things can happen at different stages, but we've got a few things that we're hoping to talk about today. First of which is the subject matter that you've just brought up there in terms of Cyril Dessers. So, Kenny Miller on Clyde Super Scoreboard, I think it was, sort of backing Big Cyril, backing him in terms of his... season, his numbers, his where he's got to, you know, the fact that it's his, you know, first year with a big club, which I'm not sure that actually is true, but given his other clubs he's played for, but so pretty much came out and backed him, made a comment about penalties as well in terms of if he had penalties and maybe if Mel. What's your thoughts on that, Scott? Because obviously it's former Rangers striker backing current Rangers striker. My thoughts.
It's also an ex-Celtic striker back in the current Rangers striker, Kersey. I think he's hanging on to branches on a deep tree, if I'm being honest. Dessers, 20 goals this season, well done in all competitions, but starting about 60-odd matches. It's going to be at the end of the season, 1-3. You can easily put a different spin on that, eh, brother? We were talking about leadership and that after the pod the other night, right? And I watched Shanklin back for Ardy. A cup semi, and you're seeing him. I think we might even brought it up in the pod about how he was getting at Hearts players, and he shouted at Barry Mackay in the second half for like because they never ran a line and they ran inside the box and all that kind of stuff. That's the kind of nastiness we need up front. And then you've got comments, you've got comments in the press or after it saying, "Ah, Cyril's too nice." But do you know what I mean? Like, nah, he's not a guy for me. And Kenny Miller's properly annoyed me with that because. Aye, fair enough, back him up and all that, but I think Dessers is living in cloud 9 24/7 anyway. I don't think he needs any confidence.
No, he strikes me as a confident big guy, even though he's sometimes doesn't play like it. I suppose for me, probably the other flip side of that is it's good to see you're spot on. Obviously, at the time when Kenny Miller was making the transition, making the signing back to Rangers, I was one of the ones at Hampden. Singing, you can shove your Kenny Miller elsewhere, basically. I was pretty vocal with that. And when he did sign, I was still vocal, by the way. I was like, I wasn't booing the guy then because obviously he'd signed for us, but I wasn't happy. And then he started banging in goals and you're like, all right, cool. All right, fair play. I'll take the wee bit. Sometimes I think him on commentary, it's maybe just in commentary. I've not seen too much of him in wider press because I don't really listen, to be honest. I don't really listen to Super Scoreboard that much. But I feel that he's quite negative on Rangers. I feel that he can be quite negative towards players and negative towards the club a wee bit. I don't know if I'm maybe too fitting into that, but sometimes in commentary I feel he could back us a wee bit more, you know. So it's probably good for us to hear I'm supporting Big Dessers, but I think you're right. The frustration is there in terms of, you know, other games where big chances have went, and if we would have taken them, it would have taken the pressure off a leaky defence. And I think that's probably always going to get put to him. But strikers miss opportunities, but and I've heard that been mentioned and people talking about Ronaldo and Messi, even Kenny Miller mentions that. But some of the chances that the big man's missed need to be put away for me. And that's then led to us being under pressure at the other end of the park. And when our defence has been leaky, they've not had that person kind of digging them out a hole at the other end. Would that be a fair assessment on Dessers? I know you're a bit more two-foot lunge on him, but would that be fair? It's more been the kind of the sort of moments where you're thinking you've got to score at, because you're talking about Shankland, and I think somebody mentioned this at the weekend. I think it actually might have been McCoist in commentary, who says that one of the strikers hopes to score and one of the strikers expects to score, and hopes to score as Dessers and expects to score as Shankland.
I'm 100%, mate. It's a mentality thing. It's a complete and utter mentality thing. That's exactly what it is. And you could see it by body language and everything that happened in the Saturday. Don't get me wrong, I'm not taking away Dessers put in a good performance. He put in, scored his goals to shoot us into a cup final, but that's what he's supposed to be doing. Apart from the one with him to Hibs, that was his first goal since the 24th of February or something. Mm-hmm. Just to put some context on his goal scoring record, it's not great.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest, I think he offers an awful lot up front in terms of setting a tempo and running a line and can be physical when he wants to be. But he's just not Rangers quality for me, mate. He's just not for the outlay. See, if we signed him in a free contract, I would be sitting here saying absolutely nothing about him. You wouldn't hear a peep coming out of me because he's come in a free. What you see is what you get. Like, but for $4.5 million, is one of our, like, probably our second biggest signing after Danilo, you expect a wee bit more. His get out clause is going to be that he scored 20 goals, 22, 23 goals at the end of the season. That's fair, but I think back at the beginning of the season where, like, Servette at Ibrox and his goal, it just bounces off him and goes in. They all count, but I was watching him that day and there wasn't the running the channels, there wasn't the effort, like, moving defenders about. And that's something you always got off of Morelos. You always got at least that. That was the basics of Morelos' game, was work hard. And at the beginning of the season, you weren't getting that off of Dessers. But ultimately, with me, I think Ronald De Boer's quotes at the beginning of the season kind of stuck in my head, if I'm being honest. And I've tried to get him, try to get, like, behind him and support him and all that, but there's just times, like, Ross County away, that game's dead and buried in the first half if he finishes them chances. And then Ross County probably don't come out and beat us in a second. Do you know what I mean? Because the confidence is there. It's a complete momentum swinger in a game as well. So in terms of moments of the season, he's done good on Sundays. There's been a lot of moments he's let us down as well, and it's about putting context into him overall.
Aye, definitely. I think you're right. I think in terms of the outlays, the big bit, I think if you get the big man on a freebie or cheap, cheaper than that outlay for us, then it probably is a different conversation. But the fact that it wasn't, and then that reliance has been there, without a doubt. But we'll see how he finishes the end of the season. There's still some big moments. I think probably one of my kind of still criticisms of him is, you still don't really know what type of striker he is. You know, like, he just drifts in and out of games so much where sometimes his hold-up plays decent, sometimes his assists and passes are great, other times he's you know, noddy in that. He's not showing the desire, the strength to kind of hold the ball up. Whereas, you know, we talked about two strikers there, Morelos and Shankland. You kind of knew what you were getting from them on a consistent basis. Kenny Miller as well, like, you knew what you were going to get with Kenny Miller. With Essels, you just sometimes just don't know what you're going to get. But again, I think, you know, he'll probably be content with the season. And maybe that brings me on to my next point, actually, around a wee bit about the mentality at the club and what it looks like. I think we got a wee bit of an insight into, and don't get me wrong, I'm going to quote the podcast in a second, but Connor Goldson appeared in a podcast, Talking Transitions, I believe it's called.
Yep.
From anybody that's listening, he appears maybe around the 40-minute marks where they're talking about Rangers. Up to then, I'd imagine it's his career up to Rangers, the whole, obviously, heart issues and physical health stuff. So I'm going to listen to it, but I will kind of put a caveat out there. I've not listened to any of it, just other than small clips. I've not actually sat down and listened to it, but I'm going to listen to it. But there's wee bits in that where I would imagine he's gave a wee bit of a glimpse into the mentality. There's a bit about younger players that he's talking about sort of not clicking with them and sort of gearing up after the first attempt of looking at a young player in the squad. He goes on to kind of correct that it's not the boys that's in our first team, it's the ones that are younger, your 16s and your 18s and stuff. I think he makes another comment as well about his most important or prized medal as the Seville one, as the runners-up one, which a quick glance on follow would suggest that that's, people have been split on that in terms of, you know, a great achievement to get to a European final. But again, is that a symbol of that's the best thing that you can achieve other than actually going and being absolutely ruthless in a domestic sense? So I don't know what your kind of thoughts are. I don't know if you've watched the full thing or you've just let me seen clips, but the wee clips that you've seen, what's your kind of thoughts?
Kind of. I mean, you could therefore pod on a road to Rangers first team for a youth, right? But you kind of sum it up. Connor Goldson summed it up for me in terms of if he's under 16s and under 18s and whatever else are walking by you, how's he not going over and saying, all right, I'm so-and-so, I'm a vice-captain. How's he not setting an example in terms of putting his cell out there instead of just shrugging it off and then moaning about it in a podcast? Because that's essentially what he's went and done. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think it's a great look. I don't think it's
That's not. It's not what I want to hear from a vice captain, mate.
No, not active live vice captain in a, you know, in that sense, in a like random podcast, which you're hoping the club's sanctioned as well. Do you know what I mean? You're hoping the club has sort of sanctioned the going out and doing it, but I don't know. It just felt like me a bit bizarre. No, don't get me wrong. It could be out of context. There could be 3 or 4 minutes of audio either side of it. But just taking it from what I had seen, I'm not sure it's ideal. And me and you spoke a wee bit the other day about culture at the club and what kind of culture do we have. And clearly, until you're behind closed doors, you'll not know. But I think that sort of 30 minutes or so that he talks about Rangers will probably give you a wee insight into where it is.
Aye, definitely. Definitely.
Being like, one of the lieutenants, the leaders, he's been there for years, do you know what I mean? And I think him and Tavernier are captain, vice-captain, but Lundstrom, I would class, you know, there was a big deal made of Rangers' leadership group recently, maybe like, not recently, but recent years, where it was Arfield and McGregor and all these, King Davis and Defoe and these ones, and obviously those guys were part of it. So you just kind of wonder what that leadership group's sitting at the minute and where it's at, if it's working, if it's functional, or if it's not.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you.
And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
There's got to be something in him because I've always said he's an average centre-back with good, with exceptional leadership skills on the pitch. He's your organiser, he's kind of keeping folk right, but he's not been doing that recently. He's not even been doing that. He's still got errors and stuff in him. Him and Suter have never gelled. That's not a centre-back pairing I want to see again. Well, not in this spot anyway, but in terms of leadership group within a club, it's quite interesting because you've got Lundstrom's got uncertainty over his future. You've got that gaping hole, I mean, you spoke about Arfield, Davis, McGregor. Defoe, I would assume you could bring into that as well.
Yeah. I think he was part of it. That group.
Aye. So that's kind of, that would be your four along with Lundstrom, Goldson, Tav. And then you've got older heads stretched throughout the team. I suppose Ryan Jack you could potentially bring into it. But in terms of, I don't know how often he is in and around the squad. So it's kind of hard to talk about that. But the whole thing needs ripped apart. I would be letting Lonnie go. I would be selling Goldson. I think the first step's been taken by dropping Goldson at the weekend there. It'll be interesting to see what he does at St Mirren at the weekend. In terms of bringing him back in, I would keep Tav. I would try and keep Tav just because he's a great contributor going forward. Yeah. His numbers, he's still top goal scorer this season, even after signing Dessers and everybody else. Like, his numbers are unreal. And it's not just penalties, it is like free kicks at Kilmarnock. He's capable of producing these moments and dragging his team through. Whether he's your captain or not, that's a different story. Come on, we'll hopefully have other ideas about that. But in terms of your leadership group, like, another reason I would want to go back to bringing Shankland in is because I liked what I seen on Sunday. He was on a losing side. Everybody was on Twitter like, oh, well, Shankland was rubbish today. I don't think he was dropping deep. He pinged a cross in for Frankie Kent in the first half that nearly caused a goal. He's previously played as a number 10, so he's got all the out-of-box work. He's not the fastest in the world, but he's got a nice touch, he's got an eye for goal, he's got an eye for a pass. But when I seen him moaning at Barry Mackay and arguing with Cammy Devlin, I think it was, going down the tunnel, I was like, that's what I want to see in a Rangers shirt. And quickly going back to Dessers and come on saying he's probably the nicest guy in the building, or words to that effect. I don't want my Rangers number 9 to be a nice guy. I want him to be horrible. Do you know what I mean? I want him to be demanding a ball and shouting and bawling at folk and setting tempos and whatever else. You used to see it with Fergie when he was captain, Chris. He would constantly drop deep to take the ball because it was never happening. So he had to try and instigate stuff. I'm not necessarily saying I'm wanting Shankland to do that, but at least you've got standards there. Do you know what I mean? And you've got a guy out front that's going to demand things off others.
If you look at it, even, you know, the elitist level, with the highest level with Gerrard in Liverpool, like, you know, when he played for Liverpool, he single-handedly dragged games for the death, not just the big games, because everybody remembers Olympiacos and Istanbul and things like that. But there was lots of moments where, you know, FA Cup finals, quarterfinals and stuff where he done it. And that's that leadership in action. But one of the points with Goldson again, just don't want to discredit, you know, the guy at all in terms of what he said, because I've not watched it, but I will watch it and I'll listen to it back. But one of the things that I think with this current group of players, and I said this to you the other night, actually, is that I think that doing well in Europe is something that they take massive pride in, which is brilliant for us as a club. They've gave me some of the best moments and nights in my life. And, you know, like that run to Seville was amazing. Like, definitely hold that, you know, all right, it's a loser's medal, right? But hold that high, that's amazing. It's a great achievement. And I was dead proud of my club being there. You know, as much as the penalties killed me, I was like four rows for the front. Like, I was emotional. Like, you know what I mean? It was like, I woke up the next day and I woke up in a Villa and Albufeira, like, after travelling for hours, and I was like, we done that, man. We got to that final, like, with the budget we've got and stuff. So it's a great achievement. But I've always felt that this team sort of prioritised that in a way over the domestic stuff for one reason or another. and they kind of leave their best performances for Europe to play. And there's lots of reasons. I think they're under a wee bit less pressure at times in Europe, so they can play with a bit more freedom. I think it's probably sexier for them as well, given the English guys, you know what I mean, like on the big lights and looking good. Not many people are watching Rangers Ross County, if we're going to be honest, until it's going to be a, you know, out with our bubble in the county. So I've always kind of felt that, but I don't know if the podcast backs that up. I'd need to listen to the rest of it when I do, but I wonder if that kind of does in a sense, where he's saying that's the most important thing that I've achieved at the club, even though one of the things that he'd done was stop 10 in a row and win the league. That's the medal that's the most important to him. So I just wonder about that in terms of that Europe versus domestic mentality. And then when you look at the other lot across, obviously, Glasgow, when you look at their mentality, they're honking in Europe. But they sweep up. They sweep up domestically. You know, they're a different animal domestically compared to us. Don't know if there's something in it, but it would be interesting to hear it.
Aye, definitely, definitely. It will be good to hear it. We'll see what comes to fruition. I think we come on in Charles. Though you've got a kind of mentality monster now, though, Chris. I think he is going to change the mentality within that group. You've seen it kind of slowly but surely with Danilo's last minute header to Hearts. You've seen like a big run of form. That we've been on, I think, getting knocked off of Benfica in Europe has derailed us domestically because we've not got that Thursday, Sunday, you've not got momentum anymore. It's week to week now, and you should think that should be a good thing, but I think it's caused more problems than what it should have, if I'm being honest, because you've not got as busy a schedule anymore. So it's down to players now to go out and try and muster something up. You've got about 6-7 games left. Go out and see what you've got. Like, throw everything at it. Do you know what I mean? Let's see where your mentality really is at. Because if this core of players can still pick up this league, then they'll shut a lot of folk up. If they don't win a league, then people like myself are still going to be piping up saying the leadership within the group isn't good enough because it's not dragging you through matches. When Wanga's off form, they all get off form, like at Ross County, where Lundstrom, Golds and Antal were all a complete write-off away to Ross County that day, do you know what I mean? Usually if one of them's going, you can kind of gee the other one up and kick the rest of the team on, but that seems to be where my big issue is, when one of them fall, they all fall.
I've not got anybody sort of standing up when it happens. No, I know it'll be interesting. I mean, a big weekend ahead is obviously we've got Sunday, we're away to St Mirren. It's obviously going to be an interesting day. If we can get the points on the board at 12:30, then obviously see what happens in the other game in Dundee, which obviously is worth a watch. Dundee looked dangerous against us. We'll see if they can follow that through. Where a repeat performance would be good to see. But obviously on the Saturday, there's a small matter of an Old Firm, Rangers Celtic, the Women's Scottish Cup semi-final. I actually got an email about this through my season ticket. Prices for the tickets that are brilliant for what it is for the occasion. So a big weekend for the club. Fingers crossed that we can get the results that we need. Fingers crossed Saturday goes good. And obviously for us on Sunday, it's a cup final. Every game is now. Todd Cantwell touched on that, you know, looking forward to the cup final, but every game's a cup final. And as we've seen with this team over the years, cup finals are a bit of a hit and miss. So we'll see how six of them go for them. But again, it's just I just hope that, you know, the weekend there just gives them a wee bit of a lift and a bit of togetherness. And we come away for Sunday with the full points on the board and put a wee kind of message down that we're not going to go away. And then all you can do is keep Celtic honest and keep that scoreboard pressure up, and hopefully we can do that.
Aye, definitely, definitely. Just good luck to the women's team. I think they managed to get results and stuff go away, and the mere trophies we get in, it's all good for a culture at a club, which is something I think that Joe Potter and Clement are actively trying to change, and we've seen strides made this season, there's no doubt about it. So good luck to them. Sunday we need to send a message. You need to go and lay down. You need to go and win 3-4 nothing on Sunday. a 1-0 win isn't good enough. You've got five games we've got left in the split, isn't it?
Yeah, five. We're up with obviously 3 points behind and I think a 4 or 5 goal difference behind.
So see if you can chip away at that goal difference and then Celtic are going to Dundee, knowing they're only top of the league by a goal. That's when you're going to see what Celtic are made of. Are you going to see it on their face, whether they're worried? Are you going to see them come out? If they go out and smash Dundee 3-4-0, then fair enough, that's your answer. But
yeah,
the inconsistencies there for Celtic today, but I still think it's going to take a couple of twists and turns for it in Rangers' favour because of that goal difference.
I think they will drop points, Celtic, in the split. I think the only season that they've not was Rodgers' first season, where obviously they just battered everybody. But they've dropped points in every other split. Mm. I mean, don't get us wrong, some of them have been meaningless in whether they've won it or we've won it. I think they will drop points, and it's about, are we going to make those points important, or is it going to be points where we've fell off the wagon, they've beat us, you know, and they've got, you know, a big lead where they can just start throwing everybody games and minutes and start thinking about the beach, you know what I mean? But you hope the points that they drop are important and it starts to make a swing, starting with this weekend. But again, we'll see. And I will go back to like the point I made recently where I would have bitten your hand off for this when Clement first came in. You know, I would have. I, frustrated and annoyed that we could have been further ahead and been in the driving seat, without a doubt, we've done that to ourselves. But if you would have specifically asked me the question when he came in, well, would you take that? You know, would you take where you're at now? I would have, absolutely. A League Cup in a bag, winning a Europa League group, you know, taking it down to the wire, getting into the split with the... Yeah, of course you would have. So we just see what the players are made of. And I think it's new, don't they? We've touched on it, we've said it constant. I think we're going to keep saying it between now and the end of the season. But it's all about mentality now, isn't it? It's all about that mentality. And you mentioned Celtic, it's about ours versus theirs and whose is going to be stronger. Because there's not much between the sides. There's not much between the 11. There's not much between the squads. There used to be. And financially, there probably should be. But there isn't, if we're going to be honest. So it's just about who's got it up here, isn't it? So, aye, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But cheers for your time tonight, mate. And thank you to everybody that's listened. Please continue to obviously like and subscribe the Gallant Few podcast. We'll see you for more daily news updates. Thank you very much.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.